upon following the North Star that led you to Nazareth by the God of the Jews. He sent his all-seeing eye, the eye of truth, the eye of prophecy, namely Jesus, the one and only true chosen one, that above all given the keys to heaven and hell, who sits at the right hand of the Father, and who's coming again for the second time to judge the living and the dead. Can we get an hallelujah for the amens of the countless of believers that have died for Christ and those dead in Christ? Those are the ones that'll be raised up first. But will we be the last to be raised up, or shall we be judged at the end time? Melchizedek, the high priest of intercession, he prayed for the repentance of mankind. He prayed for the salvation of the world. He prayed for everyone to come to Christ, for the day of judgment is at hand. And can we stop or control this from happening? No, we cannot. We don't know what we do, so how can we stop this judgment from coming to pass? If you read in the Bible from the book of Genesis to Revelation, the whole Bible, the truth of it is Jesus. He's the only answer, the only mediator, the only savior. He's the one that came first and the one that came last. And his Father, the Alpha and the Omega, he came first, he came last, and he'll always be. So will Jesus always be. But why can't we understand that he's not here to hurt us? He's here to help us. He has been helping us since the beginning of time. So I did get in, hallelujah, and God forgive me, for I know not what I do. But the thing is, faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. Faith without works is dead, and works without faith is dead. But you cannot work your way to heaven or pay your way to heaven. You cannot buy heaven. And you cannot enter through the back gate. You cannot even steal your salvation or your repentance. It's a free gift. You don't have to go through all that to get it. But once you get salvation and you repent, you have a savior, a personal savior, then you have to find that simple, easy road to follow, the Roman road, or the Roman road to heaven. It's only that it's so simple that for millions of years, people have been trying to find it, but they haven't. All they have to do is apply their faith, act on faith, and you will find the Roman road. I have, but will I remain on it? I believe I will. Every day I'm on it since I found it. But how could this be true, you ask? How could this be true? In the glory of mankind, because mankind has no glory, the glory of God shines upon us. May all mercy and grace be and indwell in us. As within the spirit reach, as for within the souls upon repentance. So be the name of the Lord.